Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, NASDAQ RLP 2025 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP for the 2025 second quarter. RLP reported a resilient quarter to resilient cores volumes, offset by lower pricing and stable oil and gas royalty revenues. Total revenues decreased by 7.7% year-over-year to $547.1 million, with net income falling to $59.4 million. Despite macroeconomic uncertainties, ARLP updated its full-year guidance, expecting improved production, cost efficiencies, and strong commitments. Quarterly results showed revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ EPS of 547.5 Mengers, 161.9 Mengs, and 46 respectively. Coal sales revenue was 485.5 Mengers with 8.38 million tons sold. Royalty business brought in 53.1 million. ARLP ended the quarter with $499.2 million in liquidity and a quarterly cash distribution of 60 cents per unit.
Cities where people spend the most and least on clothes. WalletHub study. WalletHub has released a report on the cities where people spend the most and least on clothes. Detroit, MI, tops the list, with residents spending 3.93% of their income on clothing, while Gilbert, AZ, spends the least at 0.79%. The study analyzed prices of clothing items compared to median household incomes in 100 cities. Denver, CO, and Huntington Beach, CA, are among the cities where people spend the least on clothes, while cities like Birmingham, AL, and Cleveland, OH, spend the most. For more details, you can read the full article on CityBiz's website. Telvantis closes first half 2025 with 98 Memo Plus in revenue, $1.8 operating profit, sees strong commercial momentum in June and beyond. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, closed the first half of 2025 with over $98 million in revenue and $1.8 million in operating profit. The company's strong commercial momentum in June and beyond has led to significant growth, surpassing its 2024 performance. Telvantis' revenue and margin trajectory is accelerating, positioning the company as a leader in the telecom technology space. With key revenue drivers like enterprise messaging and global expansion, Telvantis is delivering scalable growth. The company's restructuring efforts in 2024 have resulted in a profitable model that is now rapidly scaling. Telvantis plans to announce a H1 investor call, close its initial acquisition, and review first half-year results with auditors. For more information, visit Telvantis' website.
Landon Capital Partners exits iMemories in strategic sale to Ancestry. Landon Capital Partners, alongside Greens Farms Capital, has announced the strategic sale of iMemories to Ancestry. iMemories, based in Scottsdale, Arizona, is a market leader in digitizing memories, having served over 1 million families in the U.S. Ancestry, headquartered in Lehigh, UT, is a global leader in family history and genomics. Since LCP's investment in 2022, iMemories has doubled EBITDA, expanded internationally, and enhanced its technology. The acquisition aims to help families preserve memories across generations. iMemories founder and CEO, Mark Rukavina, expressed gratitude for the support from LCP and Greens Farms Capital. The buyer, Ancestry, sees the acquisition as a way to enrich family storytelling experiences. JG Clarity plus Leonis acted as financial advisor to iMemories. The Union Bank partners with Osaic affiliate Savage & Associates. Osaic, a leading wealth management provider, has partnered with Savage & Associates, an Osaic-affiliated office, and the Union Bank Co. This collaboration will bring expanded investment services to Northwest and Central Ohio, transferring $127 million in assets under administration to OSAIC. Clients of Union Bank will now have access to a wider range of investment solutions through the Savage & Associates Advisor Network. Both organizations are dedicated to client-first financial guidance, with Union Bank focusing on rural communities and small businesses. This partnership allows for deeper reach into underserved markets while maintaining a commitment to relationship-based service. OSAIC's ongoing commitment to empowering independent advisors is reflected in this collaboration, contributing to the firm's expansion in regional markets.
Trading Technologies and Seven Ridge choose Thoma Bravo to continue TT's growth. Trading Technologies International, a global capital markets technology platform services provider, announced a partnership with Thoma Bravo and Seven Ridge for the next phase of growth. Thoma Bravo, a leading software investment firm, and Seven Ridge, TT's current owner, will join forces to propel TT forward. The transaction is expected to close in Q4 2025. CEO Justin Llewellyn-Jones expressed excitement for this collaboration, stating that TT is now in its strongest position yet to become the operating system for the capital markets. Thoma Bravo's senior partner, AJ Rode, highlighted TT's potential for accelerated growth and market leadership. With Thoma Bravo's expertise and resources, TT aims to meet the increasing demand for speed, reliability, and innovation in the financial markets. Grant Thornton to expand advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys. Grant Thornton, a leading brand in professional services, is expanding its advisory practice by joining forces with Auxys, a pioneer in Latin American outsourcing and business modernization services. By acquiring Auxys, Grant Thornton will enhance its advisory services entity, Grant Thornton Advisors LLC, offering services in strategy, transformation, operations, M&A, technology, finance, sales and marketing, data, AI, cybersecurity, and tax. Auxys provides tech-enabled nearshore outsourcing services in finance, IT, HR, customer service, and industry solutions. The deal will strengthen Grant Thornton's full-service advisory offering, powered by AI and advanced technologies, and expand its multinational footprint. The transaction is expected to close later this year, subject to standard conditions.
Trust is the new currency. Personalization that respects privacy wins in modern banking. Deep Target Inc., a pioneer in AI-powered marketing solutions for financial institutions, has published a new white paper titled The Trust Advantage: How Privacy-First Personalization Creates Competitive Differentiation in Financial Services. The white paper offers a roadmap for turning privacy into a strategic advantage while delivering personalized, trust-building experiences across digital channels. Leading financial institutions are seeing up to 40% more revenue from personalization-driven activities compared to their peers by focusing on privacy-first personalization. CEO Preetha Pulusani emphasizes the importance of balancing personalization and privacy in today's banking landscape. The full white paper is available from DeepTarget, providing actionable strategies for community banks and credit unions to lead with relevance and turn privacy into a competitive advantage.
Remote work boom fuels demand for side hustle training, say Darren and Mike. In the wake of the remote work revolution, more professionals are turning to side hustles to secure financial independence. Darren and Mike, founders of the Dream Team, a mentorship-driven program, are witnessing a sharp uptick in demand for side hustle training. With nearly 58 million Americans now part of the gig economy, there is a growing need for legitimate, results-oriented digital training. Darren and Mike's platform emphasizes mentorship, scalability, and long-term viability, helping beginners tap into e-commerce and digital marketing. As economic uncertainty drives more people to explore alternative income streams, their platform offers practical guidance, digital tools, and a values-driven roadmap for success in today's digital-first economy.
NewNet Secure Transactions and Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited, Jamaica. Join hands to transform secure payment transactions in Jamaica. Nunet Secure Transactions and Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited Jamaica have partnered to revolutionize secure payment transactions in Jamaica. Nunet is deploying its Total Control STG systems in collaboration with Edisol, enhancing customer experience with faster payments and high transaction security. This cutting-edge payment platform offers unmatched features like scalability, cryptographic operations, and secure traffic handling. The partnership aims to provide secure and efficient payment solutions in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean region, enabling future payment initiatives. The Jamaican Acquiring Bank will benefit from enhanced security and operational efficiency, allowing rapid rollout of new services and impressive returns on investment. For more information, visit Nunet.com or contact Traxcominfo at Nunet.com. Contact R. Lawrence at EdisolJamaica.com for information about Edisol Electronic Data Interface Solutions Limited Jamaica.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.